producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we're exploring all sorts of paranormal things, musical things, and whatnot, especially the whatnot, with Sue and Stoneheart and Ufology, three of our prolific posters on the Paracast. How many P's there? It's like Peter Piper and the Pickled Peppers. I like that. Chris, some more questions, please.
Boomerang has some questions that we've already kind of covered about hypnosis as a memory retrieval tool. He does have a couple of interesting questions here relating to research methods in ufology. So he's wondering, do you see research methods in ufology changing from traditional approaches based on observer-object duality, nuts and bolts, machines in the sky, to something in which the experiencer plays an essential and very personal role in the creation or co-creation, I would say, of a physical ufological event? Now, we were talking about this a little bit, but now we're going to get into it a little bit more here. What role does the experiencer play in causality in terms of, is this a co-creative process, or is there a definite break between observer and observation, you know, what the observer is observing? Who wants to grab that one?
Well, I would say that there are those people who claim to be able to summon UFOs. So if that's true, then you'd have a role where the observer and the experiencer play a role in manifesting the event itself, and hypothetically we could have someone else who is impartial study what's going on in one of those events. Interestingly, I attended a group meeting here just last weekend, and what happened is I met a fellow who claims to be able to do this, and we actually went out for a drive to look around, and we ended up at a reservoir and under some power lines at one point and just had a look at the stars and at the sky to see what was going on, to see if maybe something would happen. And, of course, nothing happened. But I'm of the opinion that we do actually need to try different things before we write them off.
Well, you know, you say that there's been some people that have been able to demonstrate summoning UFOs. Scratching my head trying to remember any that haven't had a lot of cloud of suspicion hanging over their heads, like Prophet Yahweh and Stephen Greer, and there's not many that you can really point to. In my knowledge, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but in my I've got a pretty good memory, and I can't really remember any that have been inexplicable. There's that one lady, I think, in Vancouver that was supposedly able to photograph UFOs and light phenomenon at will, but does anyone recall someone that's been under some sort of rigorous scientific observation while they claim to do this? Any takers on that?
No, I don't know anything along those lines myself, Chris. And as far as like traditional methods, I think traditional methods will probably carry on as they are because, well, scientific method, we need to have some physical evidence before the scientific community will ever take any of this seriously at all. So yeah. That's my opinion.
I had an interesting experience. I think it was Stephen Greer's second or third time doing his Ambassador to the Universe training in the San Luis Valley in Crestone. And the night that they did their big, coherent thought sequencing session, we had sightings all around the valley, everywhere but Crestone. I suggested to him a couple of days later that maybe he give out a proper address so they knew where to go. He didn't really take that suggestion to heart. But no, seriously, we had six or seven reports on the other side of the valley, the north of the valley, and the south of the valley, but nothing on the east side of the valley. I found that quite
the trickster.
Exactly. Yeah, somebody's playing somebody. I'm not sure who's playing who, but okay. I just want to tackle that question about what role the experiencer plays in a possible co-creative process.
Yeah, I'll jump in because my training was as a sociologist. I always feel like I have to argue for the fact that there is a way to do science on human subjects using qualitative methods or kind of mushy human science methods. And it doesn't mean you have to throw objectivity, validity, replicability out the window. You just have to adapt your methods. And I think the kind of 50s era origination of the whole UFO paradigm has placed emphasis on nuts and bolts approaches to research, and the UFO community should really kind of brush up on their human science and social science research methods. I think they'd be usefully deployed here.
That's an excellent point. Absolutely fantastic point.
Totally agree.
So maybe expand on that a little bit more, if you can.
Well, okay, so for instance, in sociology, one way of researching something might be participant observation research, where you're a member of a group, you're taking notes on what the group is doing, on your own emotional responses. You're also gathering objective data, maybe documents or videotape about what the group is doing. And then in the data analysis phase, you step back and kind of objectively assess and analyze your data, taking into account, for example, your own emotional reactions and adjusting for any bias. So a bias is assumed. You try to define where it's coming from, how to account for it, and how to not let it get in the way of an overall analysis. That's just kind of off the cuff description of one approach. Survey research is another. Methods in survey research are fairly well established, fairly well known. And that can be used. And historical research. Stuff like that. I don't want to go on too much about that stuff, though.
Who wants to chime in?
I was just going to say that was really excellent because, and it's one thing about going to the forums, and there's always excellent posts exactly like that. You see, I'm a nuts and bolts person, and that's the way I approach things. And Sue's just pointed out, well, there's different ways of looking at this and studying this phenomenon, which, of course, my paradigm is entirely in a physics realm, etc. That's the way I'm going to look at things. So this crossover between disciplines is brilliant because you can look at the whole phenomenon in different ways and data gather in different ways. Maybe that's the sort of amalgam we actually need to develop. So I know, fantastic answer there, Sue. Thank you.
Sure.
Well, Tyler Kochjohn and Jeff Ritzman have a survey project going on that is coming from exactly that posture of looking at things as well-roundedly as possible in a sociological sense, background, belief, these types of things. And one thing that they've come up with, some preliminary trending that they see, actually supports what Daryl Sims has been saying for years, oddly enough, that a large percentage of people that claim to have contact experiences or some sort of an abduction experience have a combination of Cherokee and Celtic, mainly Irish and Scottish genetic background, which I find very intriguing because I've got both. So it's only through asking, a well-thought-out series of questions, and they have quite a number of questions. I forget the total number, but I remember reading the synopsis of the project and being very, very impressed with how all-encompassing their approach is. And in this type of data, I think is focusing back on the experiencer and getting off the nuts and bolts of the experience and maybe putting the focus on why this particular individual at this particular point in their life or in the time frame, and what does that individual share with other people that also have what are very rare, but I think fairly reasonably well-documented experiences in terms of the phenomenon being real. I think abductions do happen. I think there's a lot less of them, as I think Dave pointed out, than we might think, or Bud Hopkins thought, or David Jacobs thinks. But I think that there is a real mystery at the core of this phenomenon, and I think we need to put the onus back on the researcher to look at the experiencer. And I've been saying for 22 years that the experiencer is more important than the experience in these things. And this is something that came out very elegantly in the presentation, the dialogue between Lee Spiegel and Jacques Vallée a couple of weeks back at the International UFO Congress. That's the one thing that the Vallée was stressing, that, hey, we really should be, we should do a 180 and start looking at the people that are having these experiences happen to them.
Let's break now. We have Sue, Ufology, Stoneheart with Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast. If you're fascinated by UFOs, ancient aliens, archaeological mysteries, ghost hunting, Atlantis, and any other paranormal topic as we are, be sure to check out apmagazine.info each month. Since 1985, it has presented the latest research by top researchers like Andrew Collins, Brad Steiger, and many others, and contains interviews with such leading personalities as Jacques Vallée. Click on one of their banners and check out apmagazine.info. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we should tell you that we have a second radio show called After the Paracast, part of the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. Last week, we had a double-length episode continuing the discussions with our guests that week, Paul Kimball, Greg Bishop, Gogs Mackay, and we're going to have a special episode of After the Paracast after this episode featuring our same crew, Sue, Randall, and David.
Letting their hair down.
Here, here. Yes, they're going to let their hair down, and things that we couldn't say on the main show will be said. And after the PowerCast, if you want to become part of the PowerCast Plus, check out plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. All right, let us continue.
We've got, as I said, some really good questions here. Do you think the presence of skeptical people can effectively block paranormal events or psychic abilities? Is there an experiment or effect, as in parapsychological experiment, showing significantly less positive results when the experimenter doesn't believe they can happen?
You mean bad vibes, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. In other words, can the, you know, if Phil Klass was sitting there and, you know, standing there with his walker, or Bill Nye with his bad bow tie, or Penn, you know, trying to hide the whoever his valet is behind the curtain, is standing there, and you're trying to do a regular parapsychological test of guessing the cards, do you think their presence would in any way alter the abilities of the person being experimented upon?
Quite possibly. This meetup group that I attended, the organizer, interestingly, also has native Canadian blood in him, claims that when he's out and in with the right people, that given enough time, that something will show up. But he says every time he's taken out anyone who's wanted to study it and be more objective or skeptical, nothing has happened.
There is experimental data on this. I think it's a fairly well-known thing in parapsychology, where the presence of people who are skeptical actually result in significantly lower psi phenomena, and the presence of believers results in significantly higher levels of psi phenomena than would just chance dictate. So I think it's called the sheep-goat effect, and it's probably written about, like, probably some of Dean Radin's work references it, because I think it's a fairly well-known study.
Now, that's often used by skeptics as an excuse, saying, okay, well, the reason that they can't duplicate it with we skeptics being here is because it's fake. It doesn't exist. Once the skeptics are here and can catch them in their fakery, they can't produce the powers that they claim to possess.
But the point is that the effect that skeptics are having in depressing the psi levels is not due to chance. So, in other words, it's statistically significant, which means there is a psi effect. It's just working in the opposite direction.
Well, why not put a skeptic, a wolf, in sheep's clothing and pretend to be a true believer and see what happens, to the unwitting person being tested, or the opposite. You have a true believer, a sheep, dressed up in wolf's clothing and be all skeptical and see if that has any effect. That would be the first thing that comes to my mind in terms of experimentally try to pull a fast one, see if it still works.
Interesting idea.
Yeah, that is an interesting idea. I have to admit that experimental design is not my strength area. People are doing some pretty wild designs that kind of get into multiple meta levels of that kind of switching things around in order to try to get, you know, really rigorous results. But yeah, there's the sky's the limit when it comes to gaming out that kind of scenario.
I'm always coming up with workarounds. It comes to my years in alternative housing in terms of building out of straw bales and tires. And oftentimes you had to become very, necessity is the mother of invention. You know, you have to come up with workarounds to get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy would say. Randall, you want to comment on that or Dave?
Well, it seems to imply that there's a third party involved in these. So, you know, how do we know that third party, if it exists, doesn't recognize that you've got the sheep in wolf's clothing or wolf in sheep's clothing and compensates from there?
Well, that's a very good point. That's why you would try to attempt to do something like that to ascertain if there is a third party that can see through any sort of subterfuge. And If not, that's going to tell us a whole boatload. And if so, that's going to tell us another, you know, big chunk of – it's going to open up a whole bunch of questions and avenues of investigation and approach.
Well, it also shows here whether you can sense a person's skepticism even if they pretend to be a believer.
Well, maybe we should get a good actor.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Someone, a method actor that really immerses himself in the role.
But a Donald – was it Donald Sutherland say, don't hit me with the negative waves in the morning, man?
Yeah. Or the fact that, you know, the skeptic on the X-Files is played by a believer and the believer is played by a skeptic. I've always thought that was the, you know, kind of a head scratcher and maybe has something to do with why the show became so popular beyond the great writing and storytelling and all that. But, okay, here, let's go on a little bit here. We've got some other questions. Okay, since we're talking about psychic abilities, this is another good question from our German poster, Polterwurst, who's approaching 1,000 posts at forum.theparacast.com, where if you have a question for our wonderful guests that we have on here every week, you can go to the question bank and post your questions. And he's wondering, what do you think some police officers working with psychic detectives as shown in TV programs, what do you think about that? And do you think there's anything to the claims sometimes made by former policemen that this works? And why aren't they officially acknowledged? And how come skeptics say they haven't seen one case where a psychic has been able to identify a lost person, a weapon used in a crime or that sort of thing? Well, who wants to grab that one?
We've all heard the stories, and I think the skeptics are just in a state of denial as usual. There's enough stories out there where some sort of psychic action has been taken by somebody, and they've gotten some kind of results. It's not always successful, but I don't think that every story that I've read about it has to be fake.
Yeah. Robbie Thomas, who is a psychic who's left the public arena and is now, I think, exclusively working with law enforcement in Canada and Toronto, I am aware of a couple of cases that it was demonstrated that he actually was instrumental in helping police solve or the RCMP solve crimes.
Definitely a subject for a book. We have Sue, we have Randall, we have David, we have Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Ooh, the Ghost Whisperer.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes, we have Sue. How about you? And we have David, and we have Randall, and Gene, and Chris.
Well, you know, let's talk about this. I think sure. Someone should write a book that lists all the cases that are bona fide, that have documentation and have unequivocal evidence that we have cases that have been solved by psychics. I've never seen a book like that. That could be a bestseller.
Well, Chris, not any documented cases here, but there's certainly people who have had a lot of dreams prior to the major earthquakes that were here were having precognition dreams before the earthquakes, to you know, dreams about the city being in ruin or you know, panic and fear, etc. And to come out afterwards saying, you know, well, I had these dreams and, well, the earthquakes happened. So is there a basis for it? I think there possibly is. Now, having lived through that sort of thing myself, it's kind of a little interesting.
I have to admit, I'm a sucker for the TV shows about the psychic investigators, and I tend to buy that hook, line, and sinker when I see it on TV. I would love to read a book about that that was maybe a little more in-depth and well-researched than a TV show. It's a great topic.
Yeah. Have you ever seen The Dead Files with Amy Allen?
I love The Dead Files.
Amy's a really good friend. Her parents live about 7-8 miles from me. I have worked on a number, at least a half a dozen ghost site investigations with her. I was in charge of maintaining her total, you know, lack of knowledge about where we were going, you know, what had happened in the place prior to us arriving there. And I'll tell you, she is the real deal. She came up with stuff that it was impossible for her to know ahead of time, and she was picking up on stuff right and left in at least three out of the six facilities. I think four out of the six if I remember correctly. I mean, just amazing stuff. Things like she'd stop. You know, we had several recording sources going on at one time, and she'd stop and say, "Do you hear that?" And we'd all kind of look at each other and go, "No, we don't hear anything." She goes, "I hear children singing." And when we rewind the tapes in the studio and go through, you know, everything's synced up, and we go through just before she said that, we got this incredible EVP of two children laughing and giggling and having a fun time with kind of some echo, like they were in the next hallway or something. And then she asks the question, "Do you hear that?" And we say, "What?" And she goes, "Children laughing." So, you know, I don't want this to sound like a commercial for Amy Allen, but it is acknowledgement from, I would consider myself a seasoned field investigator, you know, to be open-minded to the possibility that there are humans with extra sensory abilities. And Amy Allen is definitely, in my book, one of them.
Chris.
What?
Here's what's going to have to happen. You have to bring her on the PowerCast.
Well, we'll see. I've tried. She doesn't do radio.
Ah, you know, I also like to talk to, just for the heck of it, Alison Dubois. And she is the woman, the psychic, about whom the TV series Medium was based. And she's out of Phoenix, so, you know, it might be fun.
So, Gino?
I'll follow through. Let's move beyond mediums, or take a medium approach. More questions.
Well, wait a minute. Sure. You know, we need to hear from people. What do you think?
Anyone?
Are they frauds? Are there some that are genuine? And how do we know?
No, I think some are probably genuine. But, well, like anything in the paranormal field, the weird point, you can maybe fleece somebody for money. There's always going to be charlatans. The problem is weeding out which ones are which. But I suspect there are people with very, very heightened senses of awareness. You know, animal instinct. How does a cat or a dog know that an earthquake or something like that's going to happen several minutes before it happens? They're more in tune with the world around them. Maybe these people are just a little bit more in tune with the nature around them. Who knows?
I don't have a problem accepting the notion that someone like Amy Allen can do what she does. There's another person. There was someone in New York who wrote a book called A Small Medium at Large about she had a lot of abilities. What's always struck me about people like that is, how do they learn how to deal with those abilities, like when they're growing up? Because that's the mystery to me, is if you have those abilities, how do you know what it is you're actually sensing and seeing and feeling, and integrate that into real world knowledge? I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, well, I asked Amy that and had long conversations with her about how she's able to deal with these abilities. And she said that it took a long time, but when she was growing up, she thought everybody was able to do this. And then it got to the point where she was 8 or 9 or 10, where she realized that this was something that was unusual, and that not everybody could perceive and interact with dead people, essentially. Mm-hmm. And wow. So she slowly was able to, you know, in her estimation, develop a series of filters and an on-off switch. It's always disconcerting to work with psychics who have demonstrated their abilities and to feel comfortable around them. You know, and wow. I had one person who is I've worked with for quite a number of years, off and on, and they said, you know, stop squirming. Don't you understand that the things that you most don't want me to know are the things easiest for me to pick up? And that was rather disconcerting. And of course, they quickly said, "Hey, you're okay. I'm okay with you. Let's kind of get beyond this." And so, you know, I'm not somebody that how would I put this? You know, I am very skeptical about everything. I don't believe anything, and I allow the experience and the data to lead me in the direction that I find most compelling and potentially fruitful in terms of, you know, gaining knowledge. But I'm going to get back to questions here, because we do have one final question that I think is an interesting one and does open up a huge ball of wax, as they say. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to have to find it again here.
Or maybe I could chime in the meantime with a closing comment there.
Okay. That would be good.
Yeah, I think that strange experiences do happen with people, but we always have to be careful about how we explain them. I don't think anyone is in contact with dead people.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Well, that's, yeah, I guess it's all based on terminology and languaging.
Now, the thing here also, I wonder, is how we might relate UFO experiences to paranormal, such as the comment from one of our favorite forum members and bloggers, Red Pill Junkie, Miguel, that there was a connection between near-death experiences and UFO abductions, which is a fascinating line of speculation.
Ooh.
Well, absolutely. In my opinion, I think that an alien presence on Earth can explain a lot of this stuff rather than resorting to paranormal explanations that involve the supernatural and things that are scientifically basically impossible.
Well, I don't know whether anything is impossible. Maybe we just have to know more about the science involved.
Well, I think there's certain things that are logically impossible.
Based on our present science, that's probably true.
Like speaking to dead people?
Well, that. If they're not dead people, who are they talking to? They're making it up?
Well, I just gave you an example of somebody that talked about two little kids that 100 years ago used to play in the jail at the Navajo County courthouse. And they were famous for running around and screaming and yelling. And Amy had no idea where she even was. And she was able to pick up in the same exact place where the kids used to play the sounds of kids, screaming and laughing and having fun and giggling.
Maybe that's happening, Chris, on Earth, too. You ever think that maybe they're tapping into another reality, not seeing events here, not contacting dead people, but seeing a parallel universe? Of course, we have to posit a parallel universe, but maybe brings it more into a scientific realm or not. We have one more segment left to do with our listener roundtable with Sue and David and ufology. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
It's just about done. Our listener roundtable, the first for 2016 with Sue and Ufology and Stoneheart. But for those of you who subscribe to the Paracast Plus, we have a special After the Paracast episode where this discussion is going to continue in ways that we can't even predict right now. Chris, we had one more very important question you wanted to bring up.
Well, I'm not sure how important it is, but it sure opens up a whole ball of wax. This one comes from Boomerang, who's been a longtime poster since 2011 at forum.theparacast.com. He's approaching the, he just passed the 2300 mark in posts. You too, listeners, can post your questions at forum.theparacast.com in our question bank and ask questions of our many guests that we have on every week. And this week we have a question from Boomerang, and I'll just kind of throw this out there. This kind of makes some assumptions. He says, if we assume certain people in world governments have cast a veil of secrecy over the subject of the UFO, do you think the architects of this secrecy are ultimately human or otherwise?
Well, of course, they're human and alien.
I'm going with reptilians.
Reptilians, okay.
That's a slithering comment.
No.
David?
Donald She's Trump. Scaling her response.
Let's not take this to the nth degree.
No, it's definitely Donald Trump. He's an alien. He has to be an alien reptoid.
Well, these are all sneaky comments.
Sorry.
So, come on, let's get serious here. Do you think the governments are actually involved in keeping a lid on this subject? And do you think it's them, or are they being told to by something else?
No, I'll take this for a start here. I actually think that maybe they do know that there is some phenomenon going on, and maybe they do have some evidence. In a lot of ways, I think we give governments too much credit for actually being organized enough to be able to keep something like this actually properly secret. I'm sure you can keep top secret aircraft development stuff secret. I'm sure that's possible to do. But something this big, I don't think so. Speaking from experience, my own government is not competent enough to keep something like this secret.
Wait a minute, there's a government there?
In New Zealand, no, more like sort of head prefects, really. You know, school hall monitors is probably what we actually want to call our government. But anyway, no, Chris. From my point of view here, I don't think the major world governments actually have any control of any of this. They may have some contact. I do not know. I don't think so. But what interests me is the possibility of breakaway civilizations. Now, we've all talked about this before, and there's been plenty of it all over the forum, but that's got my interest when I first came across it. Is it possible? I don't know. Ufology, you sort of popped up there for a second there. What do you think, mate?
Well, actually, my initial comment was fairly serious. I do think that there are agencies within the government, not necessarily in the top political wings, but in the defense and military sector that obviously must know a whole lot more than we do. And the aliens themselves are obviously evasive and elusive. So between the two, we're having a hard time out here in the public getting the kind of evidence that we want. Breakaway civilizations in modern society, if you look into the industrial complex and the military industrial complex, perhaps a civilization hidden within a civilization in modern times could produce some of these craft, but certainly not the large array that we've seen throughout history. Something else is going on besides our own breakaway civilization.
Certainly, I agree. Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I do think there is some sort of nuts and bolts alien visitation. I mean, maybe I'm just old school where that's concerned, but it just seems to make logical sense. I mean, there's hundreds of billions of stars, hundreds of billions of galaxies. Come on, play the numbers game. There has to be something out there that's far more advanced than we are. It's just human hubris to think that we're the most advanced thing or the only thing out there.
But it's also human hubris to think we're important enough for them to come here to this violent, misogynist, primitive, unevolved place.
Exactly, Chris. Exactly. I couldn't agree more.
And not want to destroy this place.
Just treat the virus, get rid of the virus, and then you revel in the wonderful biodiversity that this wonderful ecosystem has before we destroy it all. Well, us and our cattle and the New Zealand sheep.
But isn't that what they say in all these alien invasion movies? Let's get rid of the human virus.
Actually, Gene, and sorry to upset the Space Brothers followers out there, I think if we ended up with the missiles flying in the next 10 minutes, nuclear Armageddon, I think the aliens would sit and watch, just see what actually happened. If we're something they're observing from a scientific point of view, they wouldn't interfere. And why would they? Yeah, exactly. They'd just watch.
I think the alien bookies would be collecting on bets, is what I think.
Well, I thought they were after the Earth women. I'm kind of disappointed now.
Wasn't there a movie out some years ago called Earth Girls Are Easy?
Well, we're losing a species a day here on this planet. That's the lowest estimate.
Well, if they lose us, I guess the planet would be better off.
We're like a virus. This is true.
Well, Agent Smith said it best in The Matrix. You're like a virus. You stink. Damn. Stink.
If there is such a thing. Yeah, but humans are also the most amazing creatures on the planet when you really think about it. We're the most intelligent. We're the most inventive. We are actually the only species that's actually ventured off of the surface of the planet and are exploring out into our solar system. And Earth itself is an amazing planet. There's no reason for them not to come here. I think Earth is probably rare. Earth-like planets are probably rare. And although there is a lot of stars in the universe, you know, the skeptics would ask, well, it's getting here from there. That's the big problem.
Well, even that particular reality view is starting to break down with the progress of quantum physics and things that we're starting to learn at CERN. And, you know, talk about breakaway civilizations, kind of going back to that theme. You know, the latest U.S. bomber, which looks like the B-2 to me, it's called the B-21. And it's back to the old, Batman, Batwing-shaped vehicle. When are they going to release the real exotic high-tech reality behind Animag work that's been going on for decades and some of the real exotic technologies? That's when I will sit up and take notice.
You don't put out your prize cards when you're playing poker until you absolutely have to, Chris. So, no, they'll sit on it.
We have maybe 40 seconds left. Sue, you want to make a comment?
proud to be the first woman listener roundtable person on the Paracast.
Did you feel all, you know, kind of welcomed and embraced?
I did feel welcomed, yes.
Okay, well, that's good because we need to get Ravensfee on here and, you know, Constance needs to get on here. We've got room and we want, well, I don't want to beg, but, you know, come on, girls.
Begs.
Bring your A game.
Any final comments to make, Randall?
Let's have an all-girl roundtable panel one time. I think that'd be great.
Well, that possibly will be coming. In any case, this has been our first listener roundtable for 2016. Unlike a lot of radio shows out there, the Paracast celebrates having a collection of brilliant listeners who make the Paracast forums the best forums of any paranormal radio show on the planet. Let me tell you more about what we've got going. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. We have two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, and one's a group, one's a community. And that makes no sense to me, but somehow if you're into Facebook, you'll figure that out. We have a second radio show called After the Paracast, available exclusively to subscribers of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com to learn more. This discussion will continue on After the Paracast this week, so you've got to be a subscriber to hear the rest of the story, including what David really thinks about Donald Trump. Without censorship, we're promoting that heavily. We also have other special features on the show, including show transcripts. We're opening up a new channel called Classic Paracast Episodes, where we'll have the cleaned-up version of the original episodes of the Paracast going back to 2006, plus.theparacast.com. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Randall. Thank you, David, for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot, Gene and Chris. Always appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Gene and Chris. Fantastic, and thanks for the chance of coming on here.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, rockoids.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.